side of town where the bodies are buried. The bodies are buried outside of town. They decorate the graves with the flowers they carry. The flowers they carry all scattered around. Sorry, folks. Let me try that again. Like I say, let me know if the show's too slick. Old Joe pulls back the weeds from the headstones. He cuts the vines that grow in between. Old Joe works at the cemetery, just keeping it clean. Old Joe carries a spade and a shovel, spade and a shovel to the top of the hill. He gets a rhythm, he starts singing with a whippoorwill. Sing a whoa. Woo-hoo. Woo-hoo. Josie's family's coming and going as the years roll by. The whole town comes here sooner or later, everyone dies. Old Joe knows they all had secrets they took to the grave. Old Joe knows the secrets don't die on the burying day. Old Joe knows the hearse will be coming, the hearse come rolling when the church bell tolls. Tomorrow morning they'll be praying and preaching right over this hole. Sing a woo-hoo, woo-hoo, woo-hoo. The loved ones leaving, wiping their eyes. Joe looks down where they lowered the casket, the ground still wet from the tears they cried. And after the body at 6 feet under, 6 feet down beneath the clay, he walks to the gate of the sun as a set and his working is done for one more day. But no one hears the voices rising from below the ground. No one hears the stories they tell and the songs they sing when the sun goes down. Sing a woo-hoo, woo-hoo, woo-hoo. Outside of town where the bodies are buried outside of town. They decorate the plates with the flowers they carry all scattered around. Thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. We're going to do one more song, and we've had a nice time. And we had a couple little rehearsal sessions, and there's nothing like playing for a live audience to get us getting going. And you're a wonderful guinea pig crowd. Thank you. We're going to be in Hamden, Connecticut, down by New Haven tomorrow. If you know anybody down there wants to see some, hear some music. And we're going to play at the Egg in Albany. We'll be heading on down, working our way back down to Tennessee over the next 10 days or so. So if you want to know where we're going to be, you can do what I do every morning to figure that out, is log on to timobryan.net. I think they haven't found that $100 bill. There's still a chance you could be a lucky wiener. And we'll end with this song. I'll be out in the lobby to say bye. Hi, bye. Give us some ideas on suggestions on haircuts or wardrobe, song titles. Thank you. What's that?
People like the shoes.
They like the shoes.
They like Ryan's shoes.
Yeah.
Okay. That's being clear about it. Thank you. We want to know these things, you know, and take your, you know, suggestions, an advisement or whatever you say.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We'll talk after the show. And this is the one about a guy that was a livestock trader, an auctioneer, for about 50 years down in Vicksburg, Mississippi, and really all over the country. He said he learned more about people than he learned about livestock in that time. It's called Look Down the Lonesome Road.